community, citizens of the community to come together to render our worship unto God. So first of all, let us give thanks to God. Let's pray. Holy, holy, holy God Almighty, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you and we give you glory for your love and your protection that protects us through the week. You have shown your grace to us, and today you have given us another privilege and opportunity to come here to render our worship unto you. As we are beginning our worship, we pray that you will be in our midst, help us to open our heart and understanding the words which we are going to study can be kept into our heart, and also help us to change our life to a better one so that we can be the witness to the people, and also the people will see our life and attitude and give glory unto you. We pray for the brethren who are on their way coming, that you guide them simply, help them so that they all can come here and join us, and with one accord, we can render our worship unto you. We pray that you help us to begin this service and also end our worship successfully. This is our humble prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yeah. We are going to continue our Bible class. The study we are learning about the heartbeat of marriage. The heartbeat of marriage. And we have taken our lesson from Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18 to 25. That is where your studies is based upon. And the name of the study is the heartbeat of marriage. We are studying how we can improve our marriage and how God wants our marriage to be. As Christians, God is holding us accountable, or God wants us our marriage to be successful and also be admiring aroma unto the world. And God also expects people to see our marriage and also learn from us and also give glory unto God. So as a Christian, if you're a Christian, you have responsibility to make your marriage as good as God wants it to. And because of that, you have chosen this topic that, like Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25. You read it. He said, and the Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. And the Lord God formed every beast of the field from the ground, and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that became its name. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But as for Adam, there was not found a suitable helper for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and in it placed close up the flesh, and with the rib which the Lord God took from his men, he made a woman and brought her to the man. 23. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she she was taken out of men. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be united into his wife, and they will become one flesh. And 25 says, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. This is where our lesson is based upon. And I said, we have reasoned, we are bringing 6 points, and I'm saying maybe thinking it can be more, but with our studies, we have bring out 6 points, which is going to tell us why God said it is not good. Because now, you have seen that God started creating a lot of things, and he said it is good. But the moment in verse 18, Genesis 2:18, he said it's not good. You see, it's not good. And God is showing us why it is not good for men to live alone. And one, we have seen one is men's needs of companionship. We saw in our last service. And we have also learned that men and women are the best friends as compared to marriage. Men and women supposed to be what? Best friends. And today we are going to continue on the service. Last week we mentioned the idea of what? Respect. The idea of respect. So this is the place where we are going to start our lesson. In verse 21 to 22. Genesis chapter 2, verse number 21 to 22. If you can read that verse.
21-22. And the Lord God caused a beast made to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead of thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto him.
And brought her unto man. Thank you. And last week we read about 1 Corinthians 11, verse 7 to 12. If you can repeat so that you will start from there. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 7 to 12.
For a man indeed ought not to talk. This is from 11.
Chapter 11, verse 7 to 12. Yeah, that is the story.
For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is in the image and glory of God. For the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, for the woman for the man. For this cause ought she, the woman, to have power on her head because of the angel. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as, she continued.
Verse 12.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
For as the woman of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God.
Yeah, he said, for as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. So it is God who made it so. So in the lesson, I said, why God didn't create Eve the same manner he created Adam. But here, God is showing a lesson that the idea how we have to respect each other. Because a man or a woman was what? Taken out of the man. And 1 Corinthians 11, 7 to 8, 12, telling us that man also what? Come from the woman. So here, Bible is showing the idea of respect because each of us come from each other. You see, I have to respect my wife that she is what? She is part of me. She is part of me. And also, she also need to know that she also is a part of, I also is a part of her. Because God made it so. God made it so. In 1 Corinthians 4, and he said, by this, he said, for as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman. But all things of what? Of God. It's God who made it so. So therefore, she should respect him, for she is a part of what? It's a part of him. So we need to respect each other. If she disgraces him, or she disgraces herself, because if she disgraces, because at times we don't show respect to our husband and our wife. So the woman or the wife is supposed to know that if she disgraces her husband, she is what? Disgracing herself. Because what? Because she came out of what? Out of man. And also, if she thinks that he is not worthy of her respect, then she is only reflecting upon herself. So we need to respect one another, or we need to respect each other. It says similarly, he should respect her, for again, she is part of her, part of him. This is what we have to respect ourselves. But we have to give respect to ourselves. When a husband builds up her power, it is not a what? It is not a shameful thing or a disgraceful. When I think more better, the way a man I think more better with my wife, it's not what? It's not a disgrace, because it seems that I'm doing it for my own self. So, by respecting his wife, he builds a happy what? Relationship. Relationship. Because last time, when we started the lesson, our brother Femi just let us read something. Let's read Ephesians 5, 28 to 29. What the Bible is telling us. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28. We have already learned that, because in our first lesson, I think that Femi let us read that this particular verse.
28.
Yeah.
So husband ought to love their own wife and their own body. He who loves his wife loves himself.
So 28 and 29. Have it.
29.
Yeah.
For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourished and cherished it, just as the Lord does in the church.
Yes, so here the Paul is saying the same thing, but what? Different way. He's saying the same thing. Because brother, repeat that verse for me, because it is very important. Ephesians chapter 5.
28, 29. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church.
Yeah. So it is very clear that we should what? Love our wife. And it is vice what? Versa. Our wife also what? Need to love us and respect us, because we are what? We are the same because only the Bible gives addition like 1 plus 1. In the world, you say 1 plus 1 is what? Equals to 2. But only the Bible tells us that 1 plus 1 is equals to what? Equals to 1. Because of what? Because of what Ephesians is saying here. Because men, women came from men. And when you come together, you get there. When you come together, you become what? You become one. And we need to respect each other. How many times you always avoid people who don't respect us? It is true. It is evident because it is always we find way and manner to what? To leave the people who don't what? Who don't show respect to us. A lot of marriages is just destroying. Satan is destroying a lot of marriage because of what? Our lack of respect. We need to respect each other. And we need to know that each and everyone can we come from each other. That is what Ephesians is saying. Ephesians is saying. So ought men to love their wife as their own wife, as their own body. That is why I said, why God took a lot of time to let Adam sleep, and he took his rib and prepared a woman and bring it to Adam. Why God took all this process? Because God wants us to know that one, we are two, but we what? We come from each other. And we need to what? Show respect to one another. He said, with respect for each other, it is a joy to be in each other presence. Because do you not avoid people who are disrespectful towards you? A lot of times you find a way and manner to show, because for example, if I can see that brother Lucky don't respect me, what do I do? I find a way and manner to separate myself from him. So we need to respect each other. And this one, let us bear in mind that we say it's God who brought Eve to what? To Adam. Let us bear that man. You get there. And you read some supporting verses which tell us that a wife is not something we should not respect, or a husband we must respect. Although the world we live in don't use these things we are learning here as a wife, as a guy. But as loved people, as a chosen people, you're supposed to use these things, because no matter how it is, because in our lesson we have seen that my wife, a man cannot, it's not good for a man to live alone, because it is God who said that. It is not nobody. It is God who, the creator of heaven and earth, he said it is not good for us to live, a man to live alone. And he's telling us the reason why it's supposed to be so. And we have to be very careful. We have to respect each other. She was made from his, because when God is taking Adam from let Eve sleep, he came and took the rib from his side. Why he took it from his side? Why? Because he is not taking from the head, which is going to be a leadership. Because leadership rule, God has what? Given to husband. And you notice that. And he didn't take from the foot, which means you can what? You can walk away with your wife, or you can say words to our wife without even thinking about that. So you need to respect each other. A lot of marriages are not going well in this, especially in our Church of Christ, as we declare that we know the word of God. But a lot of our marriages are miserable. We are here, at times we come to church and all these things, but what is going on in our home is very miserable. It's not good. And we always believe that we are what? We are the light, and we are what? A salt. So, if you like it or not, so far as you are a Christian, God is going to hold us accountable for our marriage to be successful. And if you can be successful, what? We need what? Respect each other. So let's read something from chapter 2, verse 19. We read verse 18 to me. Let's go back and read Genesis chapter 2 again. The topic, verse number 22. Let's read 22 again. Verse 22. And I want us to draw some points from here. Verse 22.
22. And the ring which the Lord God has taken from man made him a woman, and brought her unto the man.
So, this is not what happened in our marriage. He said, "Is the Lord who brought what? You brought Eve to what? To the husband." This is what we normally quote this one in Matthew chapter 19 verse 6. Let's open there. Matthew chapter 19 verse 6. Matthew chapter 19 verse 6.
Therefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has done together, let no man put asunder.
Yeah, you normally quote these things in our weddings, and I'll say, therefore, what? God has joined together. No, let no man. That one is a command. Let what? No man. It's a command. Because it is God who joined us together. One thing we have to bear in mind, that it is God, although I have said it here, although it is me and my wife, or it is me who make the proposal to my wife, or my wife, but what? It's God who what? Put us together. As a Christian, you have to know that. So he said, what man and God has joined together, let no man. It is not man's business what? To divide or to separate. Let's read Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14.
As her riches are in inheritance of the fathers, and a prudent wife is for the Lord.
Brother, repeat it again.
How her riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is for the Lord.
Did you catch that one? Did you catch what he just read? Brother, just repeat it, because this is very important. This is very important. Repeat it and again.
House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord.
He said a prudent wife. Wife is from where? It's from the Lord. That's why I'm saying it is Lord who gave it together. So we need to what? Respect each other. In the verse down, Proverbs 18:22. Let's read that one. Proverbs 18, verse 22.
Whoso findeth the wife findeth the good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord.
He said, whoso finds a wife finds good and obtains favor from where? From the Lord. From the Lord. So we need to respect each other. We need to respect each other because it is God who has what? Joining us together. The idea of respect. Therefore, respect each other. Rejection is not against each other, but against what? God. By rejecting each other, it's not what? It's not about rejecting my wife or my husband, but what? We are rejecting God. This is what you have to bear in mind, that if I reject my wife, if I reject my husband, I'm doing what? Rejecting God, because it is God who made us together. That is why he's saying, he who finds a wife finds good and obtains favor from the Lord. It is me when I find my wife, but it is done in the process of what? God will. And we need to respect each other. So by rejecting each other, I said we are rejecting what? We are rejecting God. Let's read something about 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. By rejecting each other, we are rejecting God. This is how we have to see our wife and we have to see our husband. By rejecting each other, we are rejecting God. What? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 8. Look at what Paul says.
He therefore that despised not man, but God, who have also given unto us his Holy Spirit.
Yeah, in this verse, in context, Paul is what? Saying about when you bring about the gospel, and for what? People what? Reject the gospel or reject the good news. Don't worry, they are what? They are rejecting God. And the same thing we can apply to this one, because we know as a Christians, we know that marriage was what? Institution by what? By God. Marriage, because if you go to marriage, if you prepare to enter the marriage, you have to be aware that we are going to use what? God principle. It's like becoming a Christian. Become a Christian, there is what? There is a way and manner you're supposed to do before you become what? You become a Christian. So, Paul is saying that if somebody rejects you, or if you reject your wife in this sense, if you reject your wife or you reject your husband, what? You have rejected God. And if initially in our marriage, if this concept, we kept this concept in our mind, it will be very difficult for us to what? To separate ourselves as we normally want them. Because this world we live in is a world was what? Causing is a fighting against what? First thing is they are fighting the world we live in, they are fighting against what? Christianity. I don't know what Christianity has done, the wrong thing Christianity has done, but the whole world is fighting against what? Christianity. And at the same time, we are fighting against what? The marriage as institution. Because these two institutions, always God compare his church as what? As compare it as a marriage system. And you see, people, the world is fighting. And we need to what? Wake up. As a Christian, you need to wake up. That is why he said, let our light what? Shine. So any corner, any area we are, if you can't even do anything, you can't even preach the God, the good news, at least let people what? See our marriage differently. And when they see it, what? They will not say tell you, but what? They will give what? Glory to God. They will see that you, George, and his wife, Brah Gary and what do I say? Brah Lucky and his wife, Brah Sister Linda and his husband, they are what? They are what? Different. God expects us to show this kind of attitude. So we need to respect each other because I already said we normally what? Just walk away from people who don't what? Who don't respect us? Who don't respect us? So be very careful as husband and wife, we must what? Respect each other. Let's take another continue in our reading. This time we continue our reading from chapter 2, verse 23. Let's raise another point God wants us to do as married people. Chapter 2, verse 23. Genesis chapter 2, verse 23. Yeah.
And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man."
So, what thing can you learn from it? What thing can you learn from it? Brad, repeat the verse for me again. Say what?
And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man."
So, what we can learn from here is what? Unity. Unity is the thing the Bible is telling us here. Unity. Because I think last time Lucky break that point. We men and women here, Bible is saying about what? The thing you can learn from here is what? It's unity. He said, verse 22. And with the rape which verse 23. And Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was what? Taken out of man." So here, the lesson you can learn from here is what? Unity. God wants us to unite. That is why in the book of Ephesians, let's take our Bible to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 28. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 28. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 28.
3 what?
3, verse 28. Galatians chapter 3, verse 20. Our time is going, so please let us.
There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither man nor woman, female. For ye are all born in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. So it's unity. God is saying it here. She is equal what? Woman is equal human being. A woman is what? Equal human being. So in Galatians chapter 3 verse 20, it says, "Therefore there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male or what? Female." Why God is saying that? Because what? In the eyes of God, we are all what? We are all equal. In the eyes of the Lord, we are all equal. That's okay, despite our life, the life we are enjoying here on this earth, there is difference between husband and wife. But in the eyes of God, we are what?
We are all equal. That is why Galatians is saying that here, that there is no one, male and female, when it comes about what? Our plan of God, plan of salvation, or God, plan of doing things. So a woman is a 100% human being. And a man, I'm saying so because in our background, where we come from, it seems like what? We treat women as their what? Their second class, which is absolutely wrong. When you come, that's why last time I said, in Christianity, we go by what? What the Bible is saying. So, we are equal in the eyes of God. Men or women, we are equal. Really, God is saying here, we have to what? He's saying about unity, how we can unite it. We can unite it, whereby you can see that my wife is what? Equal human being as me. In our background, our Africa and all this thing, we say in our tradition, we say a man can what? Marry maybe 2, 3, 4 women. Why a woman cannot do that? That is wrong culture. That is wrong culture. And at times, even our brotherhood, a lot of people want to what? Bring this attitude or behavior into what? Into our marriage. And it is wrong. A lot of times, we men take what? We want to take privilege, we want to take more advantage, more than our wife. But don't let us focus in our mind that our wife also what? Are equal human being. Ask what I mean. My wife needs the same thing. My wife needs the same thing because we have to unite. God has bred us together. So he said, Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, he shall be called what? Woman. Because what? She was taken out of man. Although our life and our attitude in this world is different, that doesn't mean that she is not a human being. You develop this particular topic, unity, because I have to want us to notice that we, God, has created us equal. Despite our form and nature in this life, but when it comes about plan of salvation, when it comes about how God will change, we are what? We are equal. If you respect, the thing we have learned that is, we need companionship. God is saying it's not good for men to live alone. One, we have learned that we need companionship. We need what? Husband and wife are supposed to be best friends. And we have learned the idea of what? Respect. The idea of respect. We need to respect each other. And one, the thing we are going to develop, God willingness, what? Unity. God wants us to what? To unite, unity. What helps us to be as united? Because a lot of husband and wife cannot what? Cannot agree, cannot be united. Because of what? Because of these common fundamentals. And that is why I say it is the hard week of marriage. Let's take it very seriously because in God's eyes, God has said, our thinking is not what? What we think. He told Joshua that we must what? Straight onto the wall. Don't go to the what? The left or go to what? The right. At times you can say you read these things and maybe you say, it's not necessary. You see like God's word as, at times you treat it as it's not make sense. Look at Jericho. God let his people up to Jericho. We always read this one. God said, march through the city. It doesn't make sense. God is a what? Omnipotent. God can speak and the wall will what? Fall down. But he said what? March it. 7 times. Every day sing and go, and the seventh day do this. At times, God's way of doing things can be maybe think foolishness to us. But as a Christian, what? What you need to do the what? We need to obey. That is our responsibility. Although it maybe it will seem foolishness for us, but as a believer, we need to obey. If anybody has contribution or question, there's time for us to.